That's the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, where common sense is served up fresh every day. It's pretty good. You'll like it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a disgusting comment from America's first transgender athlete. Of course, that's a man competing as a woman in a woman's sport. Funny how it never goes the other way. They want to win and to burn the American the podium. Nice. Number two, thieves are targeting nuts to steal. Yep, they sure are. The last heist involved 21 tons of pistachios. I had to work in the term nuts somehow. And number one, the critical race theory illness has taken hold of too many people. It is a mental condition where you accept as fact that America is binary. One group of people are oppressors, white people, that are guilty of this sin, and on the day they are born, while others, all others, are victims of white people from the moment they are born. There's no question, my friends, this is a mental illness. People are not anything the day they're born except being children of God. Putting people into just two categories is, by definition, cultural Marxism, the most dangerous, the most lethal ideology in the history of mankind. Chairman Mao killed as many as 100 million of his own people in pursuit of this equity. Yes, equity. Equal outcomes create a permanent level of poverty, hunger, and death that spurs violence and bloodshed. The Russians also killed millions of their own. Pol Pot and the killing fields of Cambodia left 2 million more bodies in the mass graves in the push for socialist societies. If this push continues in America, it will end the same way. The drive to erase history or call America an imperialist nation, which of course is wrong and inaccurate. The embrace of the failed ideologies of the past will surely fill graves in the future unless we endeavor to stop it and stop it now in its tracks and do not allow the power-hungry puppet masters of the globalist establishment to hang on any longer. We must reject Marxism in all its forms, my friends. And I don't care if it's critical race theory. I don't care if it's BLM. I don't care what you call it. The foundational divisions of cultural Marxism are all there. Of course, Mao divided people based on class. In America, we're dividing people based on race. And the garbage of critical race theory is now being pushed by Jeff Bezos and the clowns of the Washington Post. I'm sorry, but I'm not sure how these people can walk around being ashamed of themselves all the time. I won't participate in this open cultural Marxist mess. I will not take part in self-hate or allowing some to believe in the permanent victim class. I want you to hear it, though. I want you to hear these people just rolling around in the filth that they pass off as some sort of highbrow ideology. Go with bite number eight. Listen to this.
The more you kind of dive into that, the more I'm really realizing how deeply rooted racism is into like my everyday thought process. No matter how much you work at that, there's still even almost more work to be done.
A living embodied anti-racist culture does not exist among white people. White people got to start getting together specifically around race.
White accountability groups are really helpful in terms of having a place to process, having a group of people whose responsibility it is to call me on things.
This is a video put up by the Washington Post. The Washington Post, this is supposed to be a place where critical thinking is important. Not critical race theory, but critical thinking is supposed to be important. Of course, it's not. It's all about diversity and skin color, because apparently the color of one's skin is the defining fact of your life now. My entire life, we were taught that the color of your skin should have no impact on who you are. I happen to believe that. The color of your skin should not be used to divide us, to separate us, to segregate us. I believe that, too. I believe the color of your skin should have no impact on your ability to achieve in America or anywhere else for that matter. I also believe that. But if you still think critical race theory and liberalism in general is not a mental disorder, just listen to this. Racism and wokeness has replaced God for millions of these fools. It is religion. Pure, simple, and evil. I want you to hear This is a group of worshipers of the liberal Marxist ideology together on their knees, hands raised to the sky, regurgitating the filth of cultural Marxism. There are hundreds of people here. Bite 9, watch and listen.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
About racism, anti-blackness, or violence.
I will use my voice in the most uplifting way possible. And do everything in my power to educate my community. I will love my black neighbors the same as my white ones.
Does it occur to you that if you have to repeat after somebody that I will treat my black neighbors the same as my white neighbors, that maybe the problem with racism is rooted inside of you, not elsewhere? I treat people equally well until they give me a reason not to. I trust people. I believe in people. I believe in the greatness of people and their ability to do great things. I believe in America for those reasons. Because I believe that people born with nothing can become great, and people that were born with everything can do nothing. It's all about what you put into it. If you have the greatest gifts in the world but you don't work, it goes nowhere. But if you have just a thimble's worth of possibility and you work your tail off, you can build an empire in America. But they don't want empire building anymore. They want equity. They want equal outcomes. They want you to believe that somehow all people of color are victims. I don't believe that. You don't believe that. And most people of color don't believe that. At least people that have been on this program. I believe that hard work is the answer to success. I think that hard work overcomes inability or a lack of God-given talent. Finding opportunity and matching it with hard work is the ticket and the road to success in America, and it always has been. Certainly, there will always be people that start out with more than you, people that have better opportunities and chances and born with a silver spoon, if you will. And so what? You can still work yourself to a great life in America, at least under today's circumstances, as long as we hold on. And tell them no. Tell the globalists, the elitists, those at big tech and big government and big business that we don't need their direction. We don't need the nanny state that they're trying to foist upon us. We don't need that. We need ourselves and self-reliance more than anything else, and get the government out of our way. That's the truth. But that's why they keep preaching this leftist ideology, which, by the way, has no chance of getting through any legislature. There is no bipartisanship in hate. It comes from one side. And I'll tell you about Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. I will underscore this in a dramatic way in hour number two today that you cannot miss, that you must see to understand how deeply rooted the racism is in one political party in this country, the Democrat Party. Tell your friends, wake them up. You need to see this on The Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on The Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.